This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. How you doing? A little bit Groundhog Day-ish, but, you know, because there's nothing going on.
A little bit.
But at least we're here. If you're breathing, you're wealthy. I'm still excited. Today's nap day. Take a little nap. Stay up till 9 p.m. Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing.
Right.
Crazy.
And now it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Yay!
All right, here's what's happening. The first thing I'll start with is, it looks like the New York Times is where this was posted. I'm sure it'll spread, but the headline reads, "Find your place in the vaccine line." So it's an article that asks you a couple questions. So the first question, how old are you? I put in 51. What county do you live in? I put in Santa Cruz County, California. Do you work in these professions, healthcare worker, essential worker, first responder, teacher, or none of these? So I click none of these. Mm-hmm. As I go down the list, I start thinking, I think I'm last in line. Do you have any COVID-related health risks? That's a no, Bob. So there's that. And then I'll hit submit. Now, I don't know what I'm going to get.
Let's see it.
Boom.
Submit.
Based on your risk profile, we believe in you're in line behind 268.7 million people across the United States.
And what are there, 350 million people? We are last in line, Vin.
When it comes to California, we think you're behind 31 million others who are higher risk in your state. And
I wonder if
in Santa Cruz County, you're behind 207,000 others.
Oh, boy.
If the line were in California were represented by about 100 people, this is where you'd be standing.
Second to last.
It shows me at, there's a few people behind me, not many.
Oh.
It's actually a picture. Let me see if I can get that.
Oh, there you are.
There I am, but look at
look, you're like 81st in line. That's fine.
The line is, this is me scrolling the line.
Yeah, so quite
I'm
a long
still
line.
Not even in the picture yet. There, I am.
There you are.
Anyway, this is in the New York Times, but I'm sure you can find it. Let me.
You know,
sure.
I wonder if you could get moved up in the line because you have a daughter who you would not want to get it.
You know, I probably could work that angle, but I won't because we're safe and sound here at home and I don't
lock
have
down
to go
until
out.
You have it.
Right. So unless for some reason I felt like there was an absolute need to be shady, I won't be. We don't need it. We're okay.
Right.
We're home. Mm-hmm. We're safe. I'm a mask guy. And it seems the real danger for me is elsewhere. So.
And you're saying, yeah, no doubt, right off the coast. So New York Times, and then where did you find that on there?
Let me get the title of that.
I'm going to ask, where am I in line? I'll just go to the search bar here. Line for COVID vaccination.
Okay. It's a calculator where you can estimate your spot in line for the coronavirus vaccine. So anyway, if you're healthy, and as I said, there's a few questions you answer, and then it puts you in your spot, and it's where you think you'll be last. For most of us,
estimate anyway. Line for COVID. It's not
see if it comes
me.
Up. No. I'll have Bryn put a link.
Yeah,
on the
put
Sarah
the link up
because
I want
Facebook page.
I want to find out where I am in line. I'm sure I'm right there with you, 82nd in line of the 100. If we're represented by 100 people, that's a helpful little graphic.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of fun, and certainly, you know, if you're someone who really feels like you need to pursue this maybe right after the first of the year. Because I think most workplaces, if you're like a healthcare worker, they're already on your behalf trying to gather this stuff and get those people taken care of. And certainly, I don't want to say old folks home because that's not the term. What is the term?
Retirement communities?
Something. Yeah, whatever. For those places, they also need it. That's where when COVID got in, it took the whole place down, you know?
Right.
So
nursing homes.
Nursing homes. That's what I'm looking
Assisted
for.
Assisted living.
Thank you. Any one of those is better than old folks home. So I'm
give
just,
it to the old people.
And then yet there I have said it now three times. Jesus.
The whole point is protect Nana.
Right. Exactly right. So anyway, we'll put that on our Facebook page. So President-elect Joe Biden has put it out there that he's going to ask Americans to wear face masks for 100 days after he's inaugurated. I hope he says please. And I still don't think he's going to get what he wants. But fingers crossed, because I do think between the everybody getting over it and just putting on a mask and stop being a baby about something so simple. My wife goes, I went in to return something at Home Depot, and there was a man in line with a mask on, a grown-up, going, I can't breathe in this thing. I need you to move me up in the line. I'm not going to be able to wait. And I'm like, that's a grown man trying to move up in the return line at Home Depot by acting like someone's suffocating him. Okay.
Wow. Well, you know, everybody has their thing. I can't breathe in this thing. Okay.
I need you to move me up in the return line or I'm going to suffocate here in line and die right in front of everyone.
I went to the Disney store the day before Thanksgiving. Yeah. And the big security guard was telling me all the instructions about, like, sanitize your hands, wear your mask. And he's like, if it goes below your nose at any time you're in the store, you will be asked to leave.
Oh.
And I was like, oh,
good.
Okay.
That's how it should
be.
I
was really happy when he told me that.
Because a lot of people are wearing them under their nose. I'm like, that is doing zero good.
Yeah.
That's where they test you for the COVID. If anything, let your stupid mouth hole show and keep it over your nose.
Well, don't say that.
Well, don't do any of those. Right.
That's the first time I've had anybody tell me that. Like,
oh, here's how it's going to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once again, I feel like I need to jump in and say, don't do what Sarah says. She's really got her own thing going on. And that, this whole
I just
like,
said
put
I would
it over
prefer
your
that.
Nose and not your mouth is not the way to wear a mask. But anyway, so Biden's going to ask people just 100 days to mask, not forever. But we expect to see a significant reduction, not only by the 100 days of everyone wearing masks, but now as we spread the vaccine, we really do want to be out of this by June. So that's part of the plan. Biden also says he's going to join former presidents who've all said they will do this. Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and now Joe Biden. They all say they will take the vaccine in public to prove it's safe. So you'll be able to see them get their shot. Again, I know people who are all about conspiracies will say,
you can't believe the conspiracies that are going on around this.
That's not going to be the stuff.
It's not even that. It's that it's going to cause this and birth defects and that. It's unbelievable. It's like, Chet, can you please go to a mainstream, go to CBS Evening News, just the facts. Wouldn't it be so nice if we all got our facts someplace and then go ahead and theorize all you want, but get actual facts somewhere.
Right.
God,
no,
it's ridiculous.
I am aware
it's so
of that.
Annoying.
Mm-hmm. So like, anyway, that's what's going to happen where that's concerned. And here at California, as we've been having a major uptick, it looks like we haven't gone into a full on lockdown. I should say in California, there have been areas that are actually in a real lockdown state. Northern California so far hasn't had that happen yet, but they're saying it could within days become a change.
Right.
But for the time being, there'll be a few more restrictions, like, you know, they'll want to keep less people in retail stores. So they'll want, you'll probably see that person back at the entryway, you know, letting people in and out as they leave. You can go in.
I didn't mind
kind
that.
Of thing.
I kind of liked it. It kept it just so much easier to get around. No crowd. You didn't feel, you know, like, oh God, that person's so close.
Right. Well, so anyway, that's sort of what we're looking at right now with that. I thought this story was interesting because, you know, we had the Olympics come up and pass while we've been in lockdown. The Summer Olympics were scheduled for Tokyo.
Mm.
And, of course, we now know those never took place. The cost of postponement for the Tokyo Olympics could reach about $2.8 billion.
Oh, my God.
Well, you had everything in place for the whole world to come to Japan and participate and watch on TV one of the most I love the event. I think it's spectacular. I really do.
Right.
I love
the
track and
field.
It's
the world's stage, too.
Yeah, it's really, really something that I look forward to and enjoy. The Summer Olympics, they've got a lot of fringe stuff I don't care to see, but this year was going to be surfing was going to make its debut. Skateboard. I was looking forward to it.
Right.
Anyway, the cost of canceling has been huge and
sucks.
And now the Olympics are set for July 23rd, 2021.
Which could really happen. I mean,
it
that's,
could
you know,
happen with the as long as the vaccine goes and spreads the way we're hoping it will, there's a possibility this will go well. Of course, on the other hand, the people of Japan might be saying, we don't, no thanks. Like, we don't need people showing up here. And
right.
On the other hand, that's also their money or partially their government's money that.
Well, absolutely. The influx of people brings a ton of money.
Right.
Maybe some of the $2.8 billion that they're talking about is just lost revenue from hotels and restaurants and
of course
attractions.
Absolutely. So we'll see where that goes. I'm going to watch I'm interested to see.
Yeah.
I hope that goes down. The games again are now set for July 23rd, 2021. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, do the tickle story. I'm dying
I'm hopeful.
To hear the tickle story.
This is such a dumb thing to be launching during a pandemic, but there's a woman named Kimberly Haley Coleman in Dallas, and she's opening the doors to her new business on Monday. It's called the Tickle Bar. You actually go in here to be tickled. So
I just my immediate reaction to that, I realized that when you did the tease, I should have just shut up about it. But I'm like, on so many levels, this is wrong.
Right. Because of the pandemic, they say it'll be appointment only. So you can't roll up to the tickle bar and just get it.
But for people who are dying to be tickled, like, is she doing a 10-foot pole with a feather on it? Like, I don't understand how she can get close enough to tickle someone.
You show up. You get a glass of wine, and then you're escorted into one of the 5 Moroccan-style tickle tents.
Oh.
You can go shirt on or shirt off.
Oh.
From there, you pick the tickling style you want. Do you want hair play, back tickles, or both? You can pay about...
This is a front for a prostitution ring, right?
You know what's funny? It's in the story. They say, this is legit. It's not a front for a prostitution
They're lying. That's a lie.
So it does everybody have the same reaction you did, which is, okay, so these are hookers, right? I mean, what are we talking about
here? Right.
They're not even going to pretend to stock massage oil, and it's just a tickle. Like, okay, so we keep a couple feathers
around.
Don't
people hate being tickled? I hate being tickled.
I do, too. I'm not into it, but they say
Bryn,
you can
pay... tickled?
No.
Nicole, tickling?
No.
It's torture!
But I do it to my nieces all the time.
Well, yeah, they're little. Little kids love that crap. And then they grow up and they're like, oh, tickling sucks. I think I might even die.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know who would pay for 50 minutes of tickling.
God.
That's, of course, the human-sized tickle treatment.
You'd be exhausted. I bet you Human would like this. Yeah. Human would like a tickling. He likes to be touched.
You can pay for either a 25-minute or a 50-minute tickle.
What's that going to cost me?
The cost for the shorter session, $40. The cost for the longer one, $60. Mm. I don't know how you can sit there for 50 minutes and be tickled. It's actually... You've heard tickle torture?
Yes.
That's what that sounds like to me. That
sounds
50
horrible.
Minutes of being tickled. I'm expecting this person will be out of business
next Monday.
And I'm not wishing that for them.
No.
I hope it goes great.
Sure. Somebody's big dream in the COVID lockdown was to open up a tickle torture den. And they're doing it. So
at a time when
good
no
luck.
One, okay.
When so, no one, right. Come on. But you're right. I wish her well.
Our
maybe
text
there are
number
tickle
is
people out there, tickle fetish people.
800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 314 says, it's not shady to protect yourself for your daughter. I'm a healthcare worker. Kids won't be approved for the vaccine for a while, and you do all the shopping for your family. I don't disagree with you there, but I do think that you, as a healthcare worker, need to go first. And there are other people who have... much
more
difficult
pressing,
situations.
More pressing needs.
If I feel like I can get it without having to exaggerate our situation at home, then I will do that. But I'm not going to use that to get me moved up in the line. Not at a time when I think there are much more important
places. I'm a couple years older than you.
I
wonder if I can get it just, you know, because I'm based on my age.
Because you're a senior?
Yeah. Did you put that up on?
Tell them about your health regimen, too. I'm sure they're going to be like, this lady is asking for trouble.
What health regimen? What are you talking about?
That whole, I don't know how many, 10 Advils a night.
Get it? One, what health regimen?
I used NyQuil the other night to fall asleep.
Well, it worked, you know? Look, I know all the tricks that work for me, so... take me some vaccine. Come on.
Don't worry, Vinny. Not everyone is lining up to get the vaccine that hasn't been through proper protocol. You'll be able to get it. I'm sure I will. I'm actually not worried. I feel really good about where we're at now that it's been announced we have the vaccine.
Yep.
Don't you?
Yep.
So I'm excited to sort of get to the other side of this and look back and go, what happened?
Right.
Is that real life?
A weird memory that we all have. Of the distant past.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, let me look. I've got some weekend TV stuff that I thought was interesting. Also, a big announcement from a movie company about what we can expect from movies in the future. This is interesting. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.